Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we want to hear some stories about what you caught on camera. Have you? You don't even have any. That's what's so fun about you.
I tried to use it once.
Your phone camera?
Yep.
I meant like other like you don't have any security cameras.
I got nothing.
Even your phone camera. You're always like, crazy things will happen in the studio every once in a while, and as they're almost completely done, Steve's like, "Oh, I should have filmed that."
And so then I fumble around looking. Okay, now it's video.
Block
Do I have
screen,
to push the video?
Exactly. And there have been times where we actually ask Steve to catch something on camera, and it's like, all right, let's watch the video. And all you get is a video of him picking up the camera, like going, I don't know how this works. Oh, I'll hit start, and that's the end. And it's like, oh.
I've literally gotten a picture before it, too, where I was like, will you record this? And it was just a picture of us starting the video.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
So Steve doesn't have any good stories of caught on camera, but there's, like, today alone, there was a bunch of stories in the news. My favorite one is this dude who was supposedly involved in a car accident, was being accused, at least, of being involved in a car accident, and he's got his own dashboard camera. He's one of those dudes.
Right? Russian guy?
You would think, right? Because that's there's like in Russia, it seems like everybody's got one.
That's like mandatory.
So he goes to the police and once he's like, I got cut off and I got video to prove it. So he turns over his dash cam and says, why don't you watch this video and it will exonerate me and it will show that the other person is the bad guy in this situation. Except the police rewound too far and saw a video of him get a bat out of his car, break into a beauty store, and steal a bunch of crap.
There is that part.
So caught on camera for him wasn't the beauty store cameras. It was his own dashboard camera that he turned over to the police.
Right.
I want to prove that I'm innocent of this one crime, but here's me
doing
a completely different crime than you were going to...
Moron.
My bet. That's his caught on camera.
Yes.
An Amazon delivery driver also caught on like one of the Ring doorbell cameras. I saw the stills from this. I didn't see it. He like shows up to the house.
Wait. This is like one of those citizens that wear the yellow vest.
Sort of.
And drive around in their minivans dropping off Amazon.
He doesn't work for one of the big delivery companies. Oh, okay. So you know what they call that is like the Amazon last mile or something. It's those like it's they're the people you're talking about. They're not quite Uber ready.
Yes, those
so people. Like,
yeah,
my PG Cruiser's not that nice, so I get people bad. Package is good.
Yes.
So this dude comes and it's like, well, I'm just gonna leave it on their balcony. So instead of just leaving it on the porch, I get it. Porch pirates steal a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So you can see this on the video. He steps back and they're like, hucks the package up onto the balcony. Except his first attempt is like. Falls off and picks it up and hurls it again. And the woman sees all that and comes out like, what? What are you doing? Are you just going to leave? He's like, yeah. And he left. And the whole thing is caught on camera.
It never did get up.
He got it on the second try.
Okay.
But it was her, Ming vase that she had ordered.
He's dribbling
his
around.
His friend, he full on. What was that? Ace Ventura? Was that Ace Ventura?
I was just going to say, this sounds like the beginning of like a 1980s John Hughes movie.
Yes.
Or something.
Like, he holds it in an elevator door and the door is like.
There was another caught on camera. This one is not nearly as fun as the one we've talked about. This kid got left by his school bus.
Oh.
And so he went just to the nearest house and rang the doorbell to go like, hey, I don't really know where my school is at. So can somebody show me? And this whole thing's being recorded by, I believe, their doorbell camera or something. And they're like, why are you trying to break in here? And they tried to shoot at him.
What?
Because it was an elderly couple who were desperately afraid. I've tried to leave the one detail of it out because to me, I guess it matters. He's an African-American kid. He's a black kid.
Oh, and so elderly white couple freaks out.
What are you doing? And they shot at him. He didn't get shot, but it's just like.
Well, now the kid, he still can't find his school.
Yeah,
he's getting shot.
There's no. He's like, no, I just need to know where the school
is.
Yeah. Jeez.
So you want me off your porch then? Or is that
what you could just say, go.
Right.
Just point towards the school.
Or a school zone.
How about
zone
you
or...
shoot in the direction of the school? Nope, bad idea. How about you shoot the opposite direction of the school? I'll go the opposite way. Yes, do that.
What had they get?
The guy's been charged with attempted murder.
Dang.
Assault with intent to murder is what they're... You know what I was thinking about? I have some of the Nest cams in my house, and I've never really caught anything weird on it. But one of my friends, they've had like...
Not ghosts. Like spirits.
Yes.
What?
Because they had like these issues where lights would go on and off.
Sorry.
I know what. Faulty electrical.
Engineering. Faulty engineering.
They live in the really nice house.
Yep. They got ripped off.
No. It's really good. And so they faced one of their Nest cams to where... They had this...
What?
Sometimes when I'm telling a story like this, and I have to look at your doe eyes, looking at me like, you know I'm going to poo-poo it as soon as you say one wrong word. I don't even want to finish the story because you already have that face.
All right, tell you what, I'll turn... No, I will give you God. The face.
So they turned their Nest Cam over to like in their basement where they had a feeling... This energy is coming from... Damn it!
This presence.
Just let me finish without your hatred.
I'll stop looking at
it. No! So, they could see... So, the Nest cams, like, at night, they go black, and I don't know if you've ever seen this, but they, when a camera... Little D knows what this looks like, because you've had baby monitors. They go into this, like, infrared mode, where everything black looks white. It's kind of like a negative image of everything so that you can see stuff. And then in their window well, they would see shots of like, it would get really light all of a sudden. But what that means is it would get really dark all of a sudden.
Oh, the opposite then.
Because of what the infrared camera thing is doing. And then there were orbs.
Wait, so the window well would get dark and then
which
orbs.
It would get light.
Like light?
It would light on the camera, which means because dark. Everything was the opposite, it was actually, there was some sort of darkness in the window well for it to show up as light on an infrared camera.
Gotcha. But then the orbs, emanated from the window well? Or they came from above and down in the window? No, I'm just trying to get...
Little D, you hear it, right?
I just want to hear... No, I'm not being...
Yes, there were like orbs then around the window well.
Outside or on the inside?
It's hard to tell. Because, I mean, it's like a grainy... When you get into grainy. That infrared...
It's always the grainy.
But it's because it's...
Why is it that we finally capture spirits on film? It's always grainy.
Because it's hard, Steve. Because spirits don't want to be caught. Because it's about faith. I don't know.
Nice try.
I just don't walk right up to him. Hey!
Hey! It's me, Uncle Tom!
Boogity woogity! Right.
Remember I died about 10 years ago and I told you I'd come back? You got it! I'm here! So that, I mean, they caught some sort of spirit on camera.
Well, it was grainy orbs, but that's... Ooh, that's a good. My next band name is going to be Grainy Orbs.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm not even going to support your band.
Whatever. It's because of this story that I got a band name.
Oh, you're right. I can't wait to hear. Is it all ethereal? Like,
oh, it's going to be
spiritual music.
It's like, grainy and
we're the Grainy Orbs.
A big window well in the back of the stage.
That is actually a kick-ass stage.
With some set. River rock at the bottom there. It's going to be cool.
I hate everything about you. All right, so here's the latest single from
Grainy Orbs.
Anyway, if you've caught something on camera, be it a thief, be it a weird nanny thing,
or a grainy orb,
or grainy orbs, or what, anything, a weird, strange accident, just something. If you got a camera and you got something cool on it, we call it caught on camera. I might come back, but right now I'm so frustrated.
Buddy,
I might
come here. Where are you going?
No, hugging you is no, not going to make it better.
Bring it in, buddy.
No, put your hands
bring
down.
Bring it in for the real thing.
What did you catch on camera? Jen!
Yay!
Grainy orbs. No, it's actually caught on camera, but you can just talk about whatever you want. We don't care anymore.
Well, good. After my grandma died, my sister was at my parents' house with her grandkids and taking a video of her grandkids with my parents. And two, like, balls of light, like, flew across the middle of the video. And my mom thinks it was my grandpa coming to get my grandma.
Oh, take her away. Yeah. Waited for her to pass over, and then...
Oh, my God. That's kind of cool, though. I you know, ever since we went on this one haunted house tour...
I was, yeah.
The orbs, I believe in the orbs a lot more than... I never knew the orbs meant anything. I thought they were just dust particles in the air or whatever.
They were dusty orbs back then. Yeah.
No, they're, okay. And what are they now, grainy?
Grainy orbs.
But I believe that. You probably caught on camera. You probably saw the moment your...
Grandpa showed up, snatched Grandma, and took her away.
It could have been Scamp. Absolutely. Could have been Scamp coming
my
in
old
from,
dog.
The, from the Rainbow Bridge, like...
Dude, that would have been cool.
Scamp is not coming for you because you're the reason Scamp got put down.
I know, I lied and they euthanized her.
Come on, Scamp! It's going to be like, yeah, dogs can talk in heaven.
I was going
to
ask.
I've told your story to a lot of people. Come on in, Steve.
No, I'd be too afraid.
Thank you, Jen, for your caught on camera / orb story. Dawn?
Yay.
Orbs or caught on camera?
Whoa,
you're talking weird into your phone. We can barely hear you. What were you saying?
Okay, you know Snapchat, how it has those filters on it?
Yeah.
And you have to be, you have to like face an actual face, a human face for it to even show the little...
Oh, yeah, for the little doggy mouth
the
to come
bunny
out.
Ears and all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's very temperamental. So here I am, I'm just like, you know, scanning around my apartment, and all of a sudden this face, the filter face pops up. I'm like, what the heck? And I thought, okay, one time deal. No, I kept getting it. And then I was in my office one day and I felt this, like, I know it sounds weird, but presence. And so I'm holding it like a selfie and spinning my chair. And behind me, like right above my head, is this other face with my little cat face, and that's another cat face.
A filter face.
There's this dude. Yeah. I'm telling you, you got to know. You haven't messed with Snapchat enough.
Uh-uh.
There's got to be a face there for it to put the things up.
That's what
so
she meant by that.
All of a sudden, it's putting the cat ears on nothing, so it recognized a face there.
But it was like a ghostly or a grainy or
stop.
No grainy, just the filter.
Yeah.
So you never saw the face, but the filter thought there was a face.
Yes.
So it couldn't be like,
it's a filter face.
A filter. So it wasn't like faulty engineering or just your filter wasn't. Okay.
Snapchat cost a lot of money when who bought it? Google or somebody? PJ.
Yes.
I don't even know what we're talking about. You just start telling a story and we'll figure out what it means.
Okay. Well, my neighbor caught on their doorbell camera a teenage girl throwing pickles. And there are packages of ketchup and mustard from whatever burger joint she went to at their house.
What? Little bastard?
Why don't kids understand that pretty much all of us have one of those Ring cams now?
Thank
and don't do
you.
Any, just stop.
Right.
Your vandalism is over now.
You and your pickles.
That was the weird thing. It was pickles. Why are you throwing pickles?
Did you walk out, open the door, and go, why are you throwing pickles?
That's the valid question. I like onions. Next time, bring onions.
It was just bizarre. It was like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, the pickle. Thank you for the call. It had nothing to do with orbs, buddy. So I was pretty happy about that one. Jenny.
Yay.
Caught on camera is, I think we're back there now. What'd you see?
I saw a lady eating with chopsticks while she was driving.
Oh, what?
I was taking a picture of my dog who was in the back seat, which I shouldn't have been doing while driving.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just want to point something out here. You have such an accusatory tone. Can you imagine how distracted this woman had to be eating with chopsticks and driving? I mean, I'm driving with my knees trying to frame up my chihuahua in the back window, but at least I'm not eating. That's your story, right? Like, you're taking a picture of your dog. Okay.
Totally, yeah. Hold on, noodles. Chopsticks going in the mouth.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, she went noodles. I'd be rice. I wouldn't do noodles. Although you're driving, it'd be easier.
I'm going to say, to watch you, I think that should be our next Facebook Live video.
What?
We give you, we st- starve you for a week.
Okay.
And then we give you rice and chopsticks. It would take you. Oh, you would. You would just shove your head in like, ah, ah, ah.
What are these sticks doing here?
Yay. Caught on camera.
First night at my new job, I was a bartender, and my boyfriend decided to come in and help me close up. We were all closed, and then we decided to get a little frisky and have relations on the pool table.
On the pool table.
Yes, and then the next morning, or the next day, when I was coming in for my shift, the boss came in and said, by the way, we have cameras.
Oh, no. So the whole staff just sat around watching.
All right, we got our staff meeting. Want to introduce you to the new girl. Couldn't think of a better way to do it than watching this.
Slacker and Steve.